Yes, thank you. My name is Andris. I'm actually mostly known from my Node.js email protocol libraries, like NodeMailer and some other libraries. Basically, if you use some kind of like email client or that uses Node.js or JavaScript or Cloudflare email workers, then probably there's some kind of my library in the stack somewhere, usually. But today I'm talking about one of my biggest projects. It's called the Wildduck email server. It's slightly similar to Stalwart, and it's also, when I started it like quite a long time ago, it's probably in 2016, so it's quite old. But it's not very well known because it's I've been mostly building it for one single company. That's just some quote I came up with. It means that we email is basically today's world, it's like our digital passport. It's like commonly known. If you like sign a document with DocuSign or some other platform, then you are identified by your email address. So it's even though it's not meant to be and it's not a digital passport, then in reality it is. So the services that are using email are like evolved quite a lot, but the email infrastructure itself usually is not so much. So in this like presentation, I'm not trying to advertise Wildduck and suggest how to use it, but it's more like a lessons learned story or why is some design decisions were done, how they were done. So. So it's mostly used by this one single Estonian company. I'm also from Estonia, from Tallinn, and it's a web hosting company that uses it. There are more than 100,000 active accounts, and if you do the math, and the average of minimum say quota per account is 12 gigabytes. So it's if you multiply 12 gigabytes with 100,000, then you get quite a large number, more than 1,000 terabytes. So obviously not everyone is using all the like space that they have like available, but in today's world nobody is deleting their email anymore. It's just moved to some archive folder or wherever, and so it means that mailbox sizes are like constantly growing and people are reaching their quota limits. Yeah, and in addition to this, the company uses a custom webmail client built on top of Wildduck API. This webmail client is currently not open source, but I hope it will be, right now it's not. Actually the problem statement or where the roots of Wildduck like come from, why it is built like this, are in the history of the good old LAMP stack. Before we had like all these cloud hosting providers, there were like tons of smaller LAMP hosting providers, the Linux, Apache, MySQL, and PHP, so it's something where you would just put on the hoster WordPress, for example. Thing was with these kind of providers is that the packages were usually quite cheap, like $5, $10, or euros. The main business was this like website hosting. But in addition to that, usually the companies, the hosting providers also provided email accounts. And at first, it was just a giveaway, basically. It was